This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Author Kevin Cowherd has a new book out with Cal Ripken Jr., and he's been watching the trouble in nearby Baltimore this week. Most importantly to me, my old high school buddy, Kevin, introduced me to my now wife many years ago.
I've never really been paid back in full for that, Mike. I thought it was a heck of a thing I did for you, but...
It turns out you really did such a heck of a thing. I used to joke that I haven't talked to him since, but... But no, seriously, it's been a long journey between you and I, and I'm so happy for you that you've got these great books out with Cal Ripken Jr. What's the latest title?
Well, the new one that just came out in March, Mike, is called Out at Home, and it's our fifth book. And it's about a kid named Mickey Labriola, who's a terrific catcher, but he has to deal now with a new pitcher that comes onto the scene, a pitcher named Zoom Winslow, who's a terrific talent but a really spoiled kid, a real jerk. And Mickey has to find a way to get along with this guy. In each of our books, we kind of try to take a life lesson and explain a life lesson in one way or the other. And in this one, it's, you don't always get to deal with nice people. And this is the case in this book. This guy has to figure out a way to deal with this arrogant pitcher who's getting all sorts of favorable treatment from the coach, who happens to be Mickey's own dad. So it's kind of neat. We think a lot of kids will relate to this. And as I said, we try to get have a life lesson in each of our books.
Yeah, and this is for what age group are you targeting here?
Well, it's 8 to 12, it says on the cover, and we think 8 to 14-year-olds, Mike, will enjoy these books. We've had a lot of success with it. Demographics show that even the older kids kind of like them. But 8 to 14 is what is who we're writing for.
Right, and if this is the fifth book, obviously the first four must have gone well enough to order another one.
Well, yeah, we have a six book contract. The next book, called The Closer, will be out next year. So far so good. People have anecdotal evidence suggests that people like them, and I guess sales have been strong enough that they gave us a six book contract. So yeah, we're real happy with it.
We're talking with author Kevin Cowherd. So explain to everybody how you and Ripken came to write these books.
Well, I was approached by Disney about 6 years ago. We write for Disney Hyperion Books, Mike, and I was approached about 6 years ago, and they said they were trying to get Cal Ripken signed to do to lend his name for a series of fiction books. And would I be interested in this? And I said I would. Once they got Cal on board, I had covered Cal. I worked for 32 years as a sports and features columnist for the Baltimore Sun, and I had covered Cal during the early part of his career, from 1982 to 1987. And so I knew him, I had a relationship with him, and it just seemed like, I think it was a natural fit. They kind of wanted a writer in Baltimore who would be close enough to be able to work and collaborate with Cal. And once they found out that I had covered him as a sports columnist for the Sun, that helped too. So we've had a great run. We get together a couple times a year to talk about the plot, talk about the characters, talk about what life lesson we want to get through in this book. And Cal's been absolutely great to work with, so it's been a real fun collaboration.
So he works with you on the broad strokes, but the words, the chapters, that all is out of your head.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I always tell people, Cal's not sitting down worried about sentence structure and, simile and metaphor, he's, but he's terrific because, in some of these, with baseball situations and some of the baseball situations we describe in the book, it's great to have his perspective because not only was he a major league guy, obviously he was a youth baseball player at one point. It became a terrific major league player, Hall of Famer, but he's also coached kids, including his son Ryan, who is now a professional baseball player in the Baltimore Orioles organization. So Cal has played, he's coached, and so when we come up with these baseball scenes, it's great to run them by him, and for to make sure that they're accurate, to make sure that the feelings that we talk about in these kids, to make sure that that all seems realistic. And to be honest with you, Mike, I coached my two boys who are grown up now, but I coached them for many years, so I have a coaching background too. So it's been a really great partnership so far.
Well, I'm not surprised that you got along with Cal Ripken when you were covering him. You were voted most popular at our high school yearbook time. So
I'm so glad you brought that up. My kids don't believe it, Mike.
I have the proof. It's right in the yearbook.
I'm going to have them listen to your show, and I'm going to say, listen, my good friend Mike Bennett says this, and therefore it's gospel. So,
absolutely.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Talking with Kevin Cowherd, you mentioned working for the Baltimore Sun for more than three decades and living right near Baltimore. What is your take on what is happening there this week?
Mike, it's so tragic to see a great American city torn apart the way Baltimore has been. I got to tell you that Monday night I was just riveted by the TV coverage of this. I wasn't downtown when a lot of the riots took place. It's just horrible. Where anyone here who has worked in the city, lived in the city, is so saddened by this because it gives Baltimore such a terrible. Terrible name and such a black eye for the city. You know, having said that, there are issues here that have simmered for a long time, and police relations with young African Americans the relations are not good. The relationship has been bad for a long time. So the death of Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old African-American, taken into police custody and then apparently paralyzed and dies shortly afterward, was just the spark that was needed here, that just ignited everything. You know, having said that, you know, the loss of life, not life, but the loss of property and the arrests and how this makes Baltimore look on the national news and international news, for that matter, is just terrible. So, you know, I think anyone who loves the city and has any kind of connection to the city is just appalled and ashamed and you know, saddened by everything that's happened.
Yeah. Did you ever think that you'd see a day where the Orioles would play a home game at Camden Yards and nobody would be allowed to go see it?
Exactly. In fact, I just about a half an hour ago posted on Facebook that, and I said, you know, I've covered a lot of I covered sports for a long time in this city, and this is going to be one of the most surreal things. I won't be in the press box today, but this has to be one of the most surreal sights that any sports writer can ever have. I mean, the idea that you're in a press box with nobody else in that stadium. It's a major league first, as you probably know, and it's unbelievable. I can't believe they're doing it. I'm not sure this was the best move. I personally think it might have been better just to you can't have the baseball game down here because of the curfew on the streets of Baltimore. But I almost think that they should have given the fans a break, just scrapped this game, and tried to play all three of the games against the Chicago White Sox at a later date. But Major League Baseball obviously felt they couldn't do that. The Orioles went along with it, and so we're going to have this surreal sight of a baseball game being played between two Major League teams and no one in the stands. Unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, listen, those of us watching it who don't have a direct connection, I mean, as soon as I heard Baltimore was, you know, in flames, I thought of you because I know that you've been there for so long since you graduated from college and started your wonderful career. And I almost felt sorry for you because I know that how much this city means to you.
Yeah, you know, again, I worked here for so long, Mike, and have so many friends. My daughter lives in the city. I live just a few minutes outside the city. So, you know, this is I go to the city all the time. We go to the restaurants, we go to shows, we go to ball games, we go to lots of things. And you know, parts of the city are really struggling. There's no question about it. It's a fact that there are two Baltimores here. The Baltimore of the minority underclass, and then the Baltimore of the well-to-do and the middle class, and there's no question that again, some of these young African American kids feel very alienated, and there's no question it's two Baltimores, but it's just a shame to see it burn, and to see, you know, the picture of weapons-toting National Guardsmen flashed all over all over national and international news. It's just horrible for the city, Mike, and it's going to take a real long time for the city to come back from something like this.
Well, hopefully the worst is over. We don't know that, but hopefully as we talk right now, the worst is over, and the healing and rebuilding can start, you know, as soon as possible.
Well, we hope so. It's definitely going to be tense here for the next few days, at the very least. And but you're right. I mean, we all hope that that Monday night was the worst of the rioting, and that that in time the city can heal. But there's no question, Mike, it's going to take a long time for that.
Well, Kevin, we'll end this on a happy note. Good luck with Out at Home with Cal Ripken, the fifth in a series of six books. And hopefully the sales will be terrific for this one, too.
Out at Home and by Disney Hyperion Books. We're excited about it, and so far sales are good, and we're real happy with it.
All right, Kevin, all the best to you, and we'll see you at the reunion.
Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, bye-bye.
See you, buddy.
With author Kevin Cowherd, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. John is homeless and lives on the streets. One day, John ordered a cup of coffee at Starbucks, but when he couldn't pay for it, the clerk demanded the coffee be returned. Surprisingly, John threw the hot coffee in the clerk's face. John was charged with aggravated battery and received 2 years in jail. How could throwing a drink result in a two-year jail sentence instead of probation? The Final Verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers: Age of Ultron. See it in theaters May 1st.
John's public defender and the prosecutor both agreed that a homeless person could not be eligible for probation. How could a probation officer keep weekly tabs on a person without an address or a phone? And that's the final verdict.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like an easy way to know if the drugs you're taking are right for you? First off, you're a health provider, best source of information concerning medications and you. But there's another way to evaluate any pill before you pop it in your mouth. Here's the science of it. Before any medication comes on the market, it goes through rigorous testing by the pharmaceutical companies. But just because a drug comes to market, well, it doesn't mean that all of the kinks have been identified and worked out.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Ask your healthcare provider, hey, has this medication been on the market at least 7 years? If so, it's tried and true and the side effects are well known. Good drugs stand the test of time. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.